So, Darren, unfortunately, a defeat to end the season, and the poorest performance under you, wasn't it, today?
Yeah, I mean, it was going to hide away from the fact that it was a poor performance, but a poor performance aided by good play by Crystal Palace, a strong team in Crystal Palace, good team, and also mentally dealing with the lows of the result from last week on Tuesday night. That was very, very difficult. But we, as I said, you know, there was a little hangover after that. But we came against today against a very, very difficult opponent. And I think it was just a bridge too far for us.
Overall, it's been positive, hasn't it? The end of the season, that's something you've got to try and carry forward now into next season.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I can't let one result corrode what's been done over the last 6 weeks here. Definitely, the club has definitely restored its pride, compassion really towards it, because it was a difficult situation to come into. But together we've worked through it, and week after week we've put some great performances together. And as I said, this one today was probably just that bridge too far, dealing with it mentally and physically. But again, like I said to the players, please don't say sorry, because what you've done is you've given the fans back their football club, which is really, really vital.
Was that your main message to them in the dressing room just now after the game?
Yeah, definitely, because you've seen the away support there. They all stood, waited and clapped the players off. And that's where that's where it's been at. And all supporters, at no matter what club you're at, there's one thing that they can associate players with is hard work, commitment for their football club. And I think we've showed that in the last 6 weeks. And that's why it's given the supporters renewed hope, certainly for this club moving forward.
But you know more than anybody, this is a critical few days, weeks and months coming up now, isn't it?
Absolutely, Rob. It really is. And as I said, you know, the main purpose today was to get through this fixture as best as we possibly could. We've lost the game. But now once we wake up in the morning, the process is looking towards, for all those connected at West Bromwich Albion Football Club, is putting things in the right place over this course of the next few weeks moving forward, which hopefully will see this club progress and move forward and get back to this level for where it deserves.
So talks planned, and then announcements will be made sooner rather than later, from what we understand.
Yeah, I think so, because I think everybody connected at the football club wants to know where they stand, really. So it's important that those talks and those decisions will be made clear, certainly throughout these through these weeks leading into the summer. So, you know, we can all just watch this space and that, but the football club has recognised the situation where the club's at and the decisions that need to be made. And I'm sure that those will be made in the next couple of coming weeks.